The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
The Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go on your way. See, I am sending you out lambs into the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the laborer deserves to be paid. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick who are there, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not welcome you, go out into streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to your feet, we wipe off in protest against you. Yet know this, the kingdom of God has come near. Whoever listens to you, listens to me. And whoever rejects you, rejects me. And whoever rejects me, rejects the one who sent me.' The 70 returned with joy, saying, 'Lord, in your name even the demons submit to us.' And he said to them, 'I watched Satan fall from heaven like a flash of lightning. See, I have given you authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice at this, that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. So I found this poem by Walt Whitman this week, and it's called "A Song to Myself." This poem, I think he wrote as a reminder to himself to practice his faith daily. Listen to its words. "Why should I wish to see God better than this day? I see something of God each hour of the 24, and each moment then in the faces of men and women I see God, and in my own face in the glass. I find letters from God dropped in the street, and everyone is signed by God's name. And I leave them where they are, for I know that wheresoever I go, others will punctually come forever and ever after." This is a song of wholehearted living through the goodness of God. This is about approaching the world from a place of grace and openness and reconciliation, rather than a place of frustration and anger and certainty. And our letter to the Christians in Galatia this morning is full of the wisdom and suggestions about how to get out of God's way and also out of our own way. It's all about creating a healthy, wholehearted community based on God's love. And this morning I offered you the translation of that reading from Galatians from the translation called The Message, because the language is more contemporary, and I would say more startling to our 21st century ears. It's harder to pretend that this lesson was only written for others, like those brand new Christians in that first century, and not for all of us today. For those words were written especially for us today. We need to take these words of Scripture into our hearts, into our Christian hearts. They will prepare us for the journey ahead. And we might actually practice them here with each other as preparation for the next stranger that will come amongst you all. The letters of the New Testament are all about creating healthy communities to deal with conflict, rejection, and differences. They're meant to make us wide-eyed to the world around us so that we develop a compassionate, resolute way of understanding God's truth. And then, in this wonderful gospel this morning, Jesus is also imparting wisdom in order to prepare his disciples for the reality of doing ministry out in the world. He sends them out in pairs. That's important to remember. Without any money, no supplies, not even shoes. Think about that. At least I send you out with your shoes on. And then he talks to them about the places that will welcome them and those that will not. He's sending them out ahead of himself to the places where he will preach. And they won't be the only ones looking for that kind of hospitality of others. There will be many on the road along with them without enough. And they will simply be joining into the mix of humanity seeking to be seen and loved. There have always been those people without enough on the roads, looking for work, looking for a home. Some just wandering, seekers, refugees, walking toward whatever hope they can keep in sight. What Jesus knows is that when they return, the 70 will know what it means to be one of those wandering people who have to depend on the goodness and kindness of others, and they will be transformed by that experience. And he tells them to share two things on the way: God's peace and the good news that God's kingdom is near. It is right here. And then he opens up another door to the real truth he wants them to hear. This is all about relationships. This is about listening to each other face to face, about practicing good, healthy communication that bears fruit, understanding, compassion, and empathy that creates space for that peace to actually take up residence in. But if that doesn't work out, for whatever reason, Jesus says, shake off the dust from your feet and move on to the next place. You will leave not knowing what seeds you have planted or what they will bear fruit from. Sometimes we don't get to see the harvest. We just plant the seeds. What we do get to do as Christians is to be persistent in sharing God's peace and the good news. Jesus sent out 70 people ahead of him to support him and have his back, as well as each other's back, to show the world how to care for the world, both the folks we know and the ones we haven't met yet. Desmond Tutu's words come to mind. If you are neutral in situations of injustice, you have chosen the side of the oppressor. And Margaret Mead's, never believe that a few caring people can't change the world, for indeed, that's all who ever have. And finally, on this 4th of July weekend, the words of Terry Tempest Williams. The human heart is the first home of democracy. It is where we embrace our questions. Can we be equitable? Can we be generous? Can we listen with our whole beings, not just our minds, and offer our full attention rather than our opinions? And do we have enough resolve in our hearts to act courageously, relentlessly, without giving up ever, trusting our fellow citizens to join with us in our determined pursuit of a living democracy? Jesus sends us out from here every single Sunday to search for those letters from God that you will find everywhere. And Jesus says, read, mark, and inwardly digest them and change the world. Amen.